It's an early morning in July and the sun is blazing down at the western seashore of Latvia. The white sandy beach is almost empty, except for a bunch of young people. They're not sunbathing as one might expect, but instead combing through a stretch of coast with sacks in their hands. They are collecting small pieces of rubbish, but before they put them in their sacks, they meticulously write down each piece of rubbish to record the pollution of the seashore. That's Uldis Mors. He's 25 years old and the head of an expedition by the name of Mana Jūra, which means My Sea in English. The campaign aims to remind people of the beauty of the Baltic Sea, says Mors.
We want to attract more people and to get them to come to the seaside so they can see how beautiful it is. We also want to talk about the problem of waste and pollution in the ocean and the negative role our society plays there.
That's why Uldis and his team invite volunteers to join their expedition. It's not all about picking up and analyzing rubbish, though. There's a lot of walking involved as well. Mors says the journey is a real eye-opener for many who didn't know about the extent of the pollution on Latvia's coast before.
People usually have different expectations about the expedition, and it's interesting to see how they change their mind about the things we do and why we set out for the expedition. They begin to think more about the pollution, and that's the fruit of our work.
Participants of the expedition aim to walk along the entire coastline of Latvia. That's almost 500 kilometers of walking in only 1 month. Though everyone is welcome to join the expedition, only a few are actually determined to reach the journey's end. 34-year-old journalist Inga Malberg is one of them.
I think this is a really interesting activity, and it's a great way to spend my time. That's why I decided to try and have a go, and see how long I can last on the walk.
Malberg says that you find the most polluted beaches close to a city. Though a fair amount of rubbish is washed up by the ocean, most of the plastic debris on the beach has been left by people. But as depressing as all of the garbage left on the beaches is, Malberg still sees the beauty of Latvia's seaside.
The beach is fantastic. The Latvian coastline changes a lot. And the coast of Kurzeme is completely different from the shore at Vidzeme. I think it's really nice to see how the coast changes gradually as you walk.
While some of the hikers take it slow and enjoy the view, others walk far ahead, which worries all this a bit.
I hope they'll stop for a while to have a rest and to drink some water. As the head of expedition, it's important to me that nobody ends up feeling exhausted or put off by the walk.
But there's no reason for worries because the team is like one big family where everybody is looking after each other.
Uldis Mors is actually the key person in our campaign. He's the one who has to know everything about everybody.
That's Zane Ruģēna Bojāre, a colleague of Mors who helps organize the campaign.
There are lots of ways to be with nature. You can go there in a van and take a TV and a refrigerator with you, or you can just live in a tent. Uldis Mors knows simple living very well, and that's why I trust him and know I can rely on him.
We have covered more than 25 kilometers today. We had a good walk, and I feel a bit tired.
My legs are sore.
Oh yes, that's how it is.
So, there's a new walk tomorrow.
Yes, we'll do the same tomorrow, and it will be fun.
Uldis admits that the expedition can't save the world, but for him it's already a small victory if more people become aware of the pollution of the Baltic Sea. Last year, around 200 people walked along the seashore as part of the expedition, and Uldis is certain that this year's hike will attract even more people who care about the environment. He hopes they will help preserve the Latvian seashore for future generations. For DW, I'm Jadars Jēldis in Riga.